We are continuing today in the third chapter, Parak Gimel of Mesilas Yesharim, and the Ramchal writes as follows: V'chachamim zichronim livracha horunu beferush tzorach cheshbon hazeh. So remember again here in the Shara Zehirus, so the Ramchal is speaking about again the need to be contemplative and thoughtful about what one does and how one acts. So we've spoken about this on many different levels: the pre-actional analysis, the post-actional analysis, even again the Maisim Tovim, one's good deeds, an actual analysis. And again, here the Ramchal says, this idea, this cheshbon, this analysis or thoughtfulness or awareness of one's actions is incredibly important. The Gemara quotes the pasuk that actually refers to Sichon, the great king, the powerful Canaanite king. Therefore, the rulers will say, "Come to Cheshbon, the city that Sichon built." So the Gemara says, Baba Basra has a little bit of a play on this pasuk, and they write, "Al kin yomru hamoshlim biyitzrom, bo v'nechashiv cheshbono shel olam." Hefseid mitzvah keneged schara, uschara veger keneged hefseida. So the Gemara dashes it by saying, "Al kin yomru hamoshlim, those who want to rule over their yetzahara, over their desires, their proclivities, and their wants, what do they have to do? Ba'u cheshbon. They have to approach life with a sense of cheshbon. Cheshbon means like a calculation. What are the calculations of life? Ultimately, again, what I should do, what I shouldn't do. What will advance me towards the tov ha'amiti, the ultimate good? What will advance me, chas v'shalom, to the ra ha'amiti, the negative? That's the cheshbon. That's the calculation. That's the awareness that a person has to bring to life. Literally translated, he says over here, you have to calculate what you lose from doing a mitzvah versus what you gain, and conversely, what you gain from committing an avera and what you lose. V'zeh, ki ha'etzah ha'amitis hazos lo yuchlu lases osav lo liros amita, ela osam shekvar yatsu mitachas yad yitzrem umashlubo. This is incredible. The Ramchal says that the ability to appreciate the midah of zihirus is really only fully appreciated, only understood by those who live a life like this, and who are able, who have gone ahead and really have been able to escape the clutches of the Yetzirah. Because remember, as we spoke about before, the Yetzirah, one of the primary tactics of the Yetzirah is to make us so busy so that we don't even have the time to contemplate the concept of contemplation. Because someone who is still incarcerated by the shackles of the Yetzirah isn't able to see the need for life introspection, analysis, zihirus. Harkening back to a previous mashal, a life without zihirus, a person is blind. When a person is blind, they don't even see the pitfalls that are waiting for them. And see how incredibly profound this is. Now here he's quoting this pasuk from Tehillim, that literally Tashas Choshech V'Laila, that ultimately again one is surrounded by darkness and it becomes night. The Ramchal says, what does this mean? Ki hine Choshech HaLaila Shnei Minei Tayos Efshalo Shigrom La'ina Adam. When a person is in the darkest part of the night, there are two possible mistakes that a person can make. On one hand, the darkness could prevent me from seeing anything at all. That's one level of mistake. So it's incredible. And David HaMelech says that Tashas Choshech V'Laila, that a person is enveloped by darkness and night, and therefore a person can make mistakes. The Ramchal says there's two elements, or there's two components to the mistakes that a person can make at night. Number one, because it's dark, ultimately you don't see things. And because you don't see things, you could trip over them, you could get hurt. The other possibility is that you mistake things. I think I see a pillar, but it's really a person. Or I think I see a person, but it's really a pillar. Kein chomrius v'gashmius ha'olam hazeh. Sometimes when a person is so embedded in the material world and has not yet acquired the midah of zihirus, a person could unfortunately make these two levels of mistakes. Ha'achos, enomaniach shiro lahamachshalos shabedarche onlevenim samha pisoim hochem levetach. The noflim va'ovdim mibli sheigiem apacha trila. So mistake number one, says Ramchal, is that ultimately a person doesn't see the stumbling blocks. that sometimes I'm so blinded by the physicality and materialism of the world. And again, as we mentioned many times, the Ramchal is not advocating for an ascetic lifestyle. That's not what he's saying at all. He's talking about a person who makes his pursuit in life the material. All I want is the material. My entire focus of my existence is the material. A person is so embedded in the material of life, obviously also does not have, or does not yet possess, the midah of zihiros. And as a result, that person is like an individual walking in the nighttime. The challenge of walking in night is, number one, you don't see the obstacles. You don't see the obstacles. And you don't even see them coming, ultimately, until you trip over them. He says, "V'huma she'amar akasuv derech Hashem kafelo lo yodu b'mayi kashelu." Quotes the pasuk from Mishlei. The way of the wicked is in darkness. They don't even know what they are stumbling over. Va'omer arum ra'ara v'nistar upesaim avru v'nanshu. Omer uksil mis abra oboteach ki liban bari lahem ku'ulam v'noflim terem yedu me'amechshot. So he quotes a couple of different psukim that all attest to this same basic theme. But it's this idea that sometimes when someone is so embedded in the material physical world and has not yet acquired the midah of zihiros, their entire life becomes one of darkness. And what's the challenge of darkness? You don't even see the obstacles. You don't even see it. And by the time you do see it, you've already fallen. It's certainly too late to prevent damage. And sometimes, once the damage is done and once I've fallen, it's so much more difficult to get back up. We're going to stop over here for today. The Ramchal is going to continue in the next shir with the second mistake that a person could make when walking in the darkness. But I'll pick that up next time. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a Gemara Chasima Tova.